Listen to these broadcasts on newlivingletters.com. That's newlivingletters.com. Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the living Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is alive, and He's well, and He knows you by name, and He knows all about you, and He knows what will make the difference. He knows how to help you go forward. He knows how to help you come out of every form of deception if you are willing to yield to Him. Now, yielding to the Holy Spirit can only be done if you study the Lord's word and trust Him. When people take in God's word in their heart, you live from the heart. Once something get in your heart, that's what it becomes your conversation. If you ever want to know what's in a person's heart, it's precisely what they speak. And it's what they continually speak. Because everything that they've heard and seen, they made a choice when they heard and saw it. Some things got in their heart and it stuck with them. Some things they thought was stupid and they forgot about it. Some things they thought were ridiculous and they let it go. But the things that they let in their heart will have a lot to do with what type of decisions they make. Now, the Lord loves you. As a minister, I don't know what you have heard about the Lord. But as a man of God, I know God is good. Now, think about it from my perspective. I've gone to churches where people really and sincerely love God. So when that happens, they do His word. When people do God's word and they sincerely love God, the Lord is interacting in their life. And they see things that they never thought possible. They see things, they see visions they didn't know they'd see. They experience the love and kindness of God. They witness miracles. And they pray for their people and get results. You know, I come from a praying generation, a praying family. I got a cousin. He finished college at a time in the 60s when it was kind of tough. And he finished engineering. And his mother prayed for him and encourage him to continue going forward. And he said to me a few years back before he passed, he's older than me, he said, "I'm glad I listened to my mom and stuck with college." He said, "When I finished, I made those big checks." He said he made big checks. I mean, the kind of checks in those days, you could take two checks and go pay cash for a brand new car. So when he said big checks, he meant big checks. And he decided to live in California because it didn't rain that much. And he had a nice house and I believe a swimming pool and who knows what else. But why the cost was he had to finish college. And engineering is a tough subject. That's some hard math. So I respect anybody who make it through that hard math and learn it well. Now, God loves all of us, and we all have decisions. We're going to make many decisions. On average, the Lord told me a person makes 1,000 decisions a day. And a lot of those decisions will activate your future. A future is coming with some of those decisions, if not all of them. Some things are good and some things are terrible. But the Lord loves you as a person. No matter what you've heard about the Lord in the past, the Word of God is true. And you can take the Lord at His Word. Every person needs to study God's Word for themselves. Now watch this. Not just study it. Study it in faith. While you're actually reading it, believe that This is God's word speaking to you right now. And have faith in it. Now, those who are skeptical, if they read it as a skeptic, they might stop. Why? Because it's spiritually discerned. If you try to understand it with your mind, it's not the same. But if you receive it in your heart, it's not going to take long to realize this is a spiritual book written by God. And the word does the same thing he does. He gives grace to the humble. And he resists the proud. So if you're going to be a proud skeptic, you're not going to learn from it like the man that loves God will. And we trust God based on interaction. You learn to trust him because of interaction. So if you let people tell you how God is, who are probably skeptics, and you don't get to know him for yourself, you can believe some pretty bad things. That's not true. Now, if you woke up this morning and you're still breathing, my friend, you still have a chance to make it out of this world alive. No, people don't know what's coming. They don't know what's after this. They don't know what happens to a man when he quits breathing. Now, I can tell you the biblical reference, but that don't mean you'll believe me. But you will experience it. If a man believes on Jesus from the heart, and he's brought to life by the blood of Christ, from the heart, he believes in his heart. Not just mental agreement, but he believes it from his heart to where he believes in doing God's word. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and a stranger they will not follow." So people who are still following strange voices, you know, that's a good argument that they are not God's people. But those who believe from the heart, they are God's people. They that are led by God, they are the sons of God. That's Romans 8, verse 15. They are the sons of God. They're led by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit don't lead people that's not his. And the people that are led by the Holy Spirit, they're led by the Holy Spirit because they believed on Jesus Christ. And they were made righteous. Now, you're going to make decisions from this point and on in your life. But the decisions you make that give you impact are the decisions you make while you're still in this body alive. They will help you to form a foundation, a God foundation in your life. And the more we love God's word, the more we act on it. The way you come out of all of the troubles that are thrown against your life, and the things you're tempted into, and the problems that needs, the way you get over the problems that you got to solve, is found right here in Ephesians 3 and 20. Now, this was Paul was writing to the people. And he ended chapter 3 with this. He said, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." So God is able to do, he can exceed whatever you think or imagine. He is able to exceed abundantly above all that you ask or think. So, if you believe on Jesus Christ, you have the right as a child of God to imagine a good situation for yourself. And then believe God for it. So if you want a problem out of your life once and for all, God can give you that knowledge. But see, sometimes people want to get rid of the pain, which is reasonable. Nobody wants to be in pain. And you, and they want to get, they want to stop. They're trapped by their own thinking process. Where there's no vision, the people perish. And sometimes people don't have vision for the changes that they want to make. Now I'm going to say this. Even if the changes that you desire happen for you, it's going to happen again unless you deal with the root problem. I'm going to say it again, hopefully with more clarity. Whatever condition you desire, and somebody gave you that, this situation, let's say a paid for house, paid for a car, all your debts are gone, you'll end up back in debt again if you don't deal with the root problem. Well, what's the root problem? Now, that's a personal question that requires the knowledge that's greater than mine, given by the Holy Spirit. If you fill your heart with God's word, now some people do it this way. They try to find how to answer their problem in the word. That's fine. That's better than nothing. But why not just fill your heart with God's word? It gives you a visual of who he is, and focus on the Lord. And once the Lord has your attention, now he can train you personally. He'll be your personal life coach. Before you can proceed and do these wonderful things I'm saying, you have to have a vision. Where there's no vision, the people perish. If you don't have a vision, you can't make the change right. Now, I'm going to go to my favorite scripture that I always talk about on there. Those who continue to listen know it. St. John chapter 16, verse 13. And this was so important to me because when I got saved, and even as a child, I had many questions that people couldn't answer. So this scripture stood out more than most. Now, I still love the one where John saw Jesus coming. He said, there's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the earth. That's my favorite scripture, too. But because the Savior's coming to heal me. Now, I've been healed. I'm saved now. So now that I'm saved, this is my all-time favorite scripture based on that. Verse 13 says, howbeit, when he, this is Jesus speaking, it's written in red and my Bible. This is St. John 16, verse 13. Says, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Verse 14 says, he shall glorify me, talking about Jesus. For he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. So in other words, the things that belong to you given by Christ, then the Holy Spirit will show it to you. Now, before you can make change, you got to believe God's word in your heart. And you got to ask for it, knowing that you have the answer before you get it, before it's manifested. So when it comes to knowledge and wisdom, you're going to have to learn some things about the Lord and believe them from the heart. And then when the Lord show you how to master it, you're going to have to trust him. And the way you do that, my friend, is to receive God's word. Now, remember, in Ephesians 3, Paul ended that verse saying something that's very, 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 very important. And I won't explain it. Verse 20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. And many people have faith for that because they've heard that. See, faith comes by hearing the word. And people heard that God can do anything. Now it's down to you personally. God can still do anything. But to get it done for you, You got to have his word in your heart, and you got to believe his word. That's how everybody, even Christ, he had to believe what the scripture said about him. Isn't that interesting? He was born of a virgin. But remember, he was God in the flesh, but he was stripped. He had to learn just like a child, just like you and me. He became one of us. People don't know that, but he did. And he went to the temple at the age of 12 and learned, and he went there to learn and ask questions. And he gave answers, and they were astonished at his knowledge. And he continued learning. Yeah, but he's the Word of God, I know. But he was stripped. He had to learn it. He is the Word of God. And he learned the Word of God just like you and me. He did it. Everything that Jesus did, hear me good, every miracle and everything he did it as a man. And being the Son of God qualified him for one thing. He was born sinless. And he could take all our sins on himself and wash them away. And if you believe that, the blood applies to your life. And if you receive it, you can live forever. Now, verse 20. Now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory. Backing up and read it again. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now watch this. According to the power that worketh in us. The power that worketh in us. The power that worketh in us is the word of God that we received. Now, I said, Lord, I asked the Lord about this. What is that's the power that works in us, is the word. According to the power that worketh in us. And I said, Lord, what is the power that works in us? And I ask him questions like that so I can get better understanding. And the Lord, he put it so plainly for me. He said, that's the sum of what you believe. What do you believe in your heart right now in real time? If you're in a misery, can you see yourself out of it? Do you believe it'll really get better? That's the strength of your faith. But it's adjustable, so don't be discouraged. When you sum up everything that's in your heart, what you believe, that's the strength of your faith. And the reason I said it's adjustable, because you can receive more of God's word and become as strong as you need to be. But I never done that. It doesn't matter. Do it now. If you do it now, you get a chance to see how powerful God is in your life. Not only in your life, but the people you pray for. Now, what you got to protect is your focus. Focus on the Lord. Don't focus on the things of this world. Only focus on the Lord. How do I focus on the Lord? The Word of God will give you a visual of his character. Every day, study his word. Don't worry about your problems anymore. You don't know how to fix them anyway. Stop worrying about all that. Study the word of God and fill your heart with his word. And do whatever. Start doing the things Jesus said do. When you start with the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount, it's in Matthew chapter 5. When you start doing the things that Jesus said do, a healing process has begun. See, faith is action. Faith is always current. It's always on. It's in the on position. Just like your lights. If you're studying for a test, you turn the lights on and you don't turn them off. You don't get halfway studying and just turn the lights off. And you still got studying time left. you leave the lights on because you need it. Well, from the since the time that I believed on Christ, I have never turned it off. I believe him. That light will be on forever, so to speak. That's why I'm righteous. So when I study God's word, I begin to have faith in different areas. I say, oh, okay. And there's a comfort that comes. See, when you're in faith about something, there's a comfort that comes with it, a peace. And you can follow that peace. You can operate in that peace. You can take time and live and enjoy that peace. That means your faith is on in that area. So when you obey the Lord, you're in faith, you don't have to be distracted by the problems anymore. They're still there. They didn't evaporate. You're just learning how to kill it. And you're going to receive the joy of the Lord, and you're going to go forward, and that problem's going to be a thing of the past. And he'll show you, the Lord will show you how to master. You see, the Lord is always, he's always concerned about his people. And he wants to help us to see his side of things, to see his word, to have a visual of him. The word of God, the references of the word of God gives you a visual of the character of God, the ways of God. And he can help you learn his word and believe his word, stand on it, and overcome the very things that's been done against you as an attack from the darkness of Satan's heart. Satan dispatches, his kingdom is a network of demons, fallen angels. And they go out and they do his bidding. And they're not divided against each other. They work together for one purpose, to do whatever Satan say. And he's after men. He wants to turn our hearts from God. Even if you believed on Jesus, he's going to try to turn you back by giving you problems. And then he'll tell you that God started it. He'll accuse God after he has tempted you to do things that will interrupt the course of your godly life. Then he'll turn around, and when you have problems, he'll say, well, God sent the problems. Now, I mentioned earlier, even the church I went to years ago, a good church, they said problems come from the Lord to train you. But I asked the Lord about that. I said, Lord, do you send people problems so they can grow? He said, problems come from Satan, lack of knowledge, and other people's lack of knowledge. So we need to know how life works in order to live the life we're after. And not only that, if we learn God's ways, the biblical ways of God is a healing process all by itself. And many things won't even happen because you trust in the Lord. And that's another problem. A lot of people don't know what they missed out on just because they happen to be doing the right thing. Now, to those who love God, they took time and they learned of God. They went to church. They learned good information. See, just because you go to church, you don't always get good information. Most of the time you get a mixture of both, good and bad. But there are some good churches out there that give out good information. And if you have ears to hear, you'll hear it and you'll learn. Now, when that happens, you can make good judgment calls. In the process of making good quality decision, your chances of marrying somebody that appreciates the life of God and good decisions, you know, sincerity attracts sincerity. So if you're sincere about something like about the things of God, you can attract people of the same mindset or heart set, because Christianity is about the heart more than the mind. And then when two people get married or become friends, you know, sometimes your friend base, they have the same character. They birds of a feather flock together. So sometimes if you love God, sometimes the people that you attract to be your friends, they can be of different race, different ages, different gender. You know, sometimes the people in that you hang with in life, they have Jesus in common. And you encourage each other to do the same thing, to do the things of God. Now, when that happens, you're missing out on problems. If one of your friends feel weak, your strength takes over and helps them out. If you feel down and out, their strength helps you come out of the ditch. And the Holy Spirit is always right there. But when you don't know what to do, and none of your friends will follow God, nobody in your world know the Lord, it's just down to you. You got the Word of God, and you can pray, and the Holy Spirit will illuminate your heart to the Word of God and guide you into all truth. Do you know how valuable this is? This means that if you have a business, you can ask the Lord about business things and become wealthy. But the Lord will train you for wealth so that it won't be a problem for you. Many people ask the Lord for all kinds of sums of money. And this is how he honors their faith. He starts training them. He starts getting them ready to handle it and teaching them how to give and how to be a blessing to others. That way, when they get it, they won't be covetous. He didn't say no. But you have to receive the training for him to finish what he began. He wants you to have it just like you want it. But not if it's going to turn your heart. A blessing, whatever you focus on, hear me good, because I want you to understand. Whatever you focus on, that's what you'll believe the most. That's what you'll trust the most. So don't focus on a bad situation. Focus on the love of God. And you'll see the minute bad situation for what it is. You'll learn the wisdom of God and you'll destroy the bad news that you've received. It's true. And you'll start living the good news. Again, you're going to start not having problems that you normally would have had because you changed your course. When the same kind of problems keep happening in life, the root cause hadn't been solved. But when Satan can't get one over on you, it's because you fill your heart with God's word and he's helping you prevent disasters. And some things Satan will try to surprise you with, but if you know how to overcome the problem, the first problem you had, you'll look to the Lord next time. See, now you're going to trust him. If you started obeying him and it worked, when you get in a ditch again or have a problem or somebody close to you have a problem, you'll seek the Lord and you'll keep doing the same thing, filling your heart with God's word, taking on his word, asking him questions, learning, and then you'll know what to do. And that's what I do. And then areas that I don't know, that's fine. Nothing's lost. Nothing's lost in the kingdom. I just pray and I say, Lord, show me what to do. And I keep doing what I know. And he teach me something new and prepare me. And then I do something else. And it works. And then the angels. Just like the enemy come to destroy your life, the angels are right there to help you out. I used to make almost enough money every month in my business. Until I started, and then I said, Lord, what do I do about this? You know, in church, they tell you to give, and then God will bless you, and that's true. But I was still running out of money before the month was out. And he said, every day before your feet hit the floor, command your angels to bring you much cash. And I did. I had more work than I could do. And I stopped running out of money so fast. I still had other problems, but they began to be solved. Time. From the time you first began to pray until the duration happens and you know what to do. Don't worry about time. Look at the Lord. It's going to work. You're going to be blessed. You're going to be encouraged. You're going to prosper. Satan's going to lose. You didn't get in trouble in one day or one decade. It happened. But now the Lord can show you your wisdom for now. And remember, faith is always current. And the Lord will give you wisdom for now. And he'll give you wisdom against the future. So your future can be what it should be. So be encouraged. You're going to learn things you never thought possible if you trust the word of God. I'm just pointing out what the Lord pointed out to me. Now I'm out of time. Let's let people know about these broadcasts. They're on newlivingletters.com. Let people know about them, because the Lord is interested in helping his people succeed. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.